session. What I'd like to do is do the councilor concerns comments, and then we'll do the city manager report after that. Okay? Councilor Mommy, are you ready?
Yep, I am.
Okay, go right ahead.
It's been a while since we've done our last council communication, so I have attended the farmer's market. I also wanted to mention the Public Works help with that flood we had a little while back. They were really responsive. There were manhole covers popping off, and they were awesome. Johnny on the spot. Attended the NCCC award ceremony. I attended a library board meeting as the new library liaison, so that was my first time meeting with that great group. Attended the Adrian C. Nelson groundbreaking at the new high school. Looks like it's going to be a pretty impressive facility. Met with the Oregon Metro Counselor, and my favorite part was we celebrated the 4th of July festival. And as a longtime spectator of the parade and all that, I'll tell you, being in the parade that's got to be the most fun I've had as a city councilor to this day. And just the volunteers that get that park clean the next day, it still blows me away. But the staff and everyone that helps put that together, I commend them and thank them for all their efforts. We did have a meeting with Dan Moore of Senator Merkley's office, gave him a nice little tour of the city. And that's just about it, I think. So I know coming up we've got a lot of stuff. Actually, was on vacation and drove back up for today's meeting, so I will be in Bend the rest of the week. But anyways, that's all I got.
Okay, thank you. Councilor Golubic.
Things have been pretty light for me, wrapping up baseball season, which unfortunately came to a all too sudden end. So we're not playing baseball this coming weekend. I did attend, since it has been a little bit of time, the Hidden Falls Park grand opening celebration, which was a great event. I think most of us were there. See other things that I had, and I just blanked. I guess I'll just finish with that. I had some stuff on the calendar. I didn't know we were going to do this soon, but coming up, I've got some meetings with people from the school district, and that's about it.
Okay, thank you. Councilor Drake.
Me next?
You next.
Okay.
You're up.
Did Feed the Homeless. I attended the city dinner in Milwaukee, which was very well attended. Quite a few folks there. And I did, of course, the 4th of July with all of us. And I've got a West Advisory Committee meeting coming up Thursday. I've got the equity group that met and is going to meet again. And have C4 August 1st. Got the R1 Act meeting coming up beginning the next month. And then we have National Night Out, so it's going to be a busy, busy schedule. And we've talked about the equity group a little bit, but I'd like to request that we have a work session to talk about the equity group, to bring everyone up to speed and kind of get us all on the same page. If that works out, and I don't know how that fits into the schedule, Jason, so probably wouldn't take long, about 15, 20 minutes maybe, but I know we had to sit over the library thing until next month, so whenever you get that into the schedule, I'd appreciate that. Like that, and that's about all I've got.
Okay, thank you. So Mr. Tuck will schedule that for a work session whenever we have time to squeeze that.
There's consensus to add that.
Is that okay with everybody that we add that conversation to the work session?
Could be good to revisit it.
Okay. Yeah, you have consensus to add that whenever you see fit to squeeze that in wherever we can. Okay, Council President Sherman.
Much of the same things. Had a couple of different meetings with North Clackamas Parks and Rec District in our ongoing negotiations. Public Art Committee, Hidden Falls groundbreaking, our grand opening, high school groundbreaking. Did attend the Clackamas Board of County Commissioners on the urban renewal vote and got that kind of thing resolved. City's dinner in Milwaukee. Did also attend 4th of July, started off with a hike, had about 80 people attend our hike that morning to kick the day off, including Mr. Tuck and Mr. Bryant and various spouses, so it was wonderful. I attended one of the coffee with new residents. That was very enlightening. Probably 25 people showed up to that. The meeting with Merkley's field representative was very enlightening as well, shared information about the C2C and the Sunrise Corridor priorities. We did also do interviews for the two finalists for Design Review Board, and so that'll come up in the future. Attended the District Advisory Board meeting for North Clackamas Parks and Rec, the reconstituted DAB. That's going to be an ongoing discussion, a lot of stuff in the works on that right now. But for now, it's the same cast of characters meeting again. Concerts in the park. And then we had a judicial settlement conference today that I'm sure we'll have information on going forward as well. Coming up, C4 Metro Subcommittee, we're doing a walking tour of various areas in like the Oregon City, Milwaukee area. Public Art Committee's coming up, concerts in the park. Metro is doing an annual policymaking bike tour on Friday I'm going to take, and it's essentially Selwood to the Willamette Falls and back along the Highway 43 area to demonstrate the complexities in bicycling around the region. So should be interesting to see how that goes. Farm lunch at Pamplin, and then MPAC coming up. So I've got a few things cooking.
Okay. Thank you, Council President Sherman. I was on vacation from the 19th to the 25th, so I didn't do anything there. On Wednesday the 26th, I attended the groundbreaking for the new high school. The next day, I was at the North Clackamas Chamber Awards Banquet. I believe Dave, mm-hmm. Councilor Mommy and City Manager Tuck was there also. And then I attended the same meeting with Council President Sherman today. Let's see, what else we got? Thursday, I attended the veterans meet at New Seasons Market on Thursday mornings. I met with them. I think that's about, I went to the Happy Valley Business Alliance networking meeting at Sahali Golf Course. They had that there. That was good turnout they had there, so that was really good. Went to the concert in the park, 4th of July, obviously. I think we all had a great time at that. It was, I think, the biggest turnout we've ever had. I have to thank the staff for everything they did to put that on every year. Just an outstanding job. And I think that's about it. So that's all I have, and we'll go to the city manager's report.
All right, I'll make this quick. Yes, reminder that the next council meeting is canceled because it's National Night Out. That's August 6th. You might have noticed a lot of cars in the parking lot and a sign and a bunch of people upstairs. That's the Metro's T2020 local investment team for Clackamas County. They did a tour of the C2C project, and so they're having their meeting up there tonight. And we do have a staff member that's covering that, Joseph. So that's why he won't be here for the other planning items on, and I'll try to cover as I can. One other item, you might have noticed the Happy Valley Historical Corner over here. Steve and his team are working with the Clackamas, what are they calling that? Clackamas
Heritage
Historical Museum. So they're going to be providing us with some items that we could rotate, and we'll be putting out information in the newsletter about trying to collect items in the community, or if someone wants to display something that might be of significance, we have an area now that we can do that. So thank you, Steve and team for putting that together. That's all I have.
Okay. I guess that's all we have. Does anybody have anything else they need to discuss or anything? Well, Councilor Drake?
Yeah, just one thing that probably should be on the agenda at some point. We need to talk about affordable housing policy for Happy Valley. It's kind of something that's come up, and I don't know that we really have a policy that we have going forward as to how we're going to address some of those affordable housing issues. We've talked a lot about it, but maybe a work session or part of a work session, you can sit down and go, here's some of the issues we're faced with, how we want to approach these things and move forward.
I had it on the advanced agenda for the second meeting in August.
Okay.
I think the biggest issue with it is having enough to talk about. It's a big issue.
Yeah.
But we have to start it somehow, and I'm not quite sure what the tool is to start. We have the urban renewal that we're going to consider tonight that has money for affordable housing. Metro passed an affordable housing bond. Some of that money's coming to Clackamas County.
Right.
Not sure how that's going to funnel back. So I'm just a little concerned. We have a work session and there's not much depth to it because I'm not sure what we're going to bring other than the topic. The topic is big, but I don't have much to bring the council. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, I think you're right. It is a huge, complex issue. But as C4 starts to march through this in the county, it's kind of like, what is our policy going to be? So I think it's not like an end point of the conversation or something we have to decide, but something to start the conversation. Here's some of the issues. Kind of lay those out might be helpful.
Point taken. I think the best idea is probably wait until City Manager Tuck thinks he has enough information.
Yeah.
And then he can schedule on the agenda when he thinks he has enough information to bring it forward to the council.
Yeah, I think working kind of in tandem with the work that C4 is doing in Clackamas County and, you know, so it's timely and relevant.
Yeah.
We have goals and strategies in our comprehensive plan. We might have a funding tool tonight if the council passes the urban renewal plan. So we have some pieces in place. It's just how do we trigger it, you know, and how do we fit into the other work going on? So
all right.
I can track that process.
Yeah, we'll wait until you think you're ready. Councilor Mami, you had a question?
Yeah, actually, it's more of a comment. So today's sculpture garden was awesome, and I just wanted to throw out maybe an idea. That sign we have on Sunnyside Road on 122nd, it says Happy Valley, right by across from the Safeway. The monument, sorry. Would it be possible to get a sculpture there in the future or something to kind of beautify that area? Just want to throw that out there.
Public Art Committee has had discussions about expanding the sculpture garden to other locations in the city. And, you know, it's kind of a budgeting, maintenance, kind of the future of Happy Valley to figure out where those pieces would go. But it's on their radar for future discussion.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Do you mind if I add something to that?
Go right ahead.
The other conversation that the Public Art Committee had when they talked about that was, do we make that part of the rotating sculpture garden?
Okay.
Their recommendation, this was a year or two ago, was no. They would, because that's such a prominent location, they wanted a permanent sculpture there that maybe and that's more costly. So that was just part of the conversation there.
So it sounds like it's being discussed.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, guys.
Anybody else?
I too would like to see some more permanent art here. And some of these pieces, this is probably my absolute favorite of all the art exhibits. I think some of the actual art pieces speak to Happy Valley, and I personally would like to see us secure some of this art and leave it permanently around the city.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else? Okay, we're going to adjourn the work session.
Okay.
We've got about 5 minutes.